the dangers of an international war prevention hacker force. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. On Friday, we heard from John Arquilla, professor of defense analysis at the Naval Postgraduate School, about his idea to create an international team of hackers that would launch cyber attacks against the war-making information system of countries preparing to go to war. Arquilla proposes that Pentagon cyber war experts join with counterparts from other countries to form a United Nations-like body. Arquilla admits it could be a dangerous idea. For example, what if India and Pakistan were about to go to war? The international hackers attacked both sides, but one country was able to fend off the attacks while the other could not.
You have to be very comfortable in your capabilities, and if there is any reasonable chance of an uneven result being obtained, then you might not want to do this at all. On the other hand, if it's a potential war between two parties, you might not attack both. You might just attack the one who's doing the threatening, because often it's one side starting things. In the case of India and Pakistan, it seems like there's a mutual antagonism. It's hard to view a particular aggressor in the Kashmir case, for example. But in many wars that occur around the world, there's a clearly identifiable aggressor. And so you'd only be attacking one party as a deterrent. So that problem would go away in a lot of situations.
One could imagine other dangers. You could sort of lose control of this kind of force, or you could start an arms race in cyber warfare, which would eventually sort of spin out of control. But if this is such a dangerous idea, why is it worth pursuing?
Well, let's go with the first point about an arms race in cyberspace. That's already going on, and it has been going on for many years. And actually, I'm one of the people who tried to stop that arms race in the mid-1990s in meetings with the Russians that have been reported now in the New York Times, so I can say a little bit about them. We can't control the technology, of course, but we can control our own behaviors. And so we tried to do this. The Russians were interested in this idea. The Pentagon was not, pretty much because of the belief that we had an advantage that we didn't want to give away. Well, it turns out in the years since that the Russians have gotten very good at this, and there is indeed a cyber arms race underway. So, and what was the other problem you had in mind?
That the force could sort of, you know, go rogue, or who's ever controlling it could sort of lose control of it.
Could such a force go rogue? I don't think so. If this were done under the aegis of the United Nations, I think that there would be very clear controls. So I think controllability is not really an issue unless you get an independent network of hackers who decide that this is going to be their mission, which might happen one day. So that is part, yes, what makes it a dangerous idea. Now, why is it worth doing? It's worth doing because of the possibility that using simple disruptive cyber techniques, we might head off a bloody war. We've had a lot of wars over the last half century between small countries in which large numbers of people have gotten killed. And in fact, most of the casualties in wars have been in these small countries, certainly since the end of World War II. And I'd like to head off those shooting wars with cyber deterrent.
John Arquilla is professor of defense analysis at the Naval Postgraduate School in Monterey, California. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.